Ray Bourget is with the Fairview Ski Hill. He joins us on the line today. Ray, thank you very much for joining us. How goes the season so far?
So far, it has been certainly better than last year, which is not hard, but definitely better. We've had some very good days here, despite having small amounts of snow, and a little cool in the last few days, so we have been closed for a while, but we're opening back up again tonight.
Yeah, the night skiing you mentioned before the interview has been very popular. In your words, how popular has it been?
It has been very popular. What we are finding is with the snow and weather just being so iffy, any time we're open, we tend to have people. And so far, we've had a lot of very nice evenings where we've had some fresh snow and warmer evenings. And so it has been good. Like, we've had up to 40 or 45 people on a Wednesday night for the last couple of them. So it's been great.
Have you been able to take advantage of maybe some school groups coming in, some families coming in, some maybe some work groups coming in and taking advantage of the facility that you have?
As far as school groups go, we do have two school groups that have given us a date when they want to come. They have not come yet. One was supposed to come next week, but with the extreme cold, that messed up their ability to make plans for that. But we do have two groups for sure that have committed to coming in late February, and a third one that has expressed interest, and we're waiting for them to get back to us. As far as families, we definitely get family groups coming out. We are a family-oriented ski hill. And so and on the past weekend, not this weekend here, but the weekend before, we did have about five or six family groups that came out.
Fingers crossed that everything will be fine and everything will be fun for the family day long weekend. Maybe have an outing there.
Absolutely. For Family Day, we historically have a bunch of events. We have races for all age classes, and so for both snowboard and skiing, and there are trophies that go along with that. And we have all the lifts open typically, and just a good group of volunteers that comes out and makes it a fun day.
Ray, in your mind here, do you think it was a little bit more of a relief or a lot of excitement that was brewed when the skiing season started earlier than the past couple of years?
I think excitement is the best way to characterize it, because even though we were open earlier, we still had a shortage of snow. So there was still that apprehension and kind of worry and wonder about, well, how long will we really be able to operate? So I think there was a lot of excitement, a lot of people that took advantage of the warm weather and us being open to get out here. And I'm guessing that in a lot of people's mind, it was the uncertainty as to how long we would be able to stay open. And so they wanted to hit the slopes as much as they could.
Having said that, Ray, how optimistic are you that the ski season could stretch to the end of March, possibly into April, for 2025?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, this cooler weather and increased snow is certainly helping with that. And if we can stay, around the minus 10 mark, then we'll be able to stretch it out. We do need more snow because every time we groom, of course, we're packing it down and then fluffing it up, and you kind of lose some of that. So we do need fresh snow each week if we can get it. But, it's difficult to say. We are definitely hopeful to be right to the end of March.
Emails coming to Mother Nature. Well, see what we can do. You can see what we could do. Hopefully, fingers crossed, the season turns out to be a fantastic one. I appreciate this. Ray Bourget is with Fairview Ski Hill. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for reaching out.